From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Reports of drug activity in Eureka lead to the arrest of a resident now being held in lieu of $500,000 bail. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office serving a search warrant at a residence. And when officers got there, they spotted 46-year-old Thomas Strader leave the home and enter an awaiting vehicle. That vehicle proceeded northbound on G Street. A sheriff's deputies pulled it over on the 900 block. Strader was detained without incident, found to be in possession of about 2 grams of suspected cocaine. Also, they searched his home and found 2 firearms, ammunition, body armor, several pounds of marijuana, digital scales, packaging material, and suspected methamphetamine. A man broke into a home in Willow Creek Thursday. Now the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needs the public's help identifying the suspect. Officers were dispatched to a residence there, the 400 block of Sunset Lane, for the report of a burglary that had just occurred. The resident's video surveillance system was able to capture an image of the suspect, believed to have broken into the residence's garage, stealing several tools, possibly other items. He's a white male in his 20s or 30s, wearing a black Santa Cruz jacket, along with a black hat. Late Thursday night, a report of a stabbing on Scenic Drive, just south of the city of Trinidad. A man there said he had been resting in his vehicle at a turnout on Scenic Drive when a pickup truck arrived at the location. The victim telling deputies 3 men and a woman exited the vehicle and ultimately attacked him and tried to steal his belongings. While attempting to stop the suspects, the victim received a non-life-threatening stab wound. The victim told authorities suspects stole his BB gun from the vehicle and then took off. The victim taken to the hospital for treatment. That suspect vehicle, described as a dark-colored, full-size, extended cab pickup, it was last seen traveling north on Scenic Drive. Deputies conducted a search of the area but were unable to track it down. That incident remains under investigation. Well, CHP has scored a federal grant to develop the Get Educated and Ride Safe, or GEARS, program. It's aimed at promoting motorcycle safety and awareness for the nearly 1.5 million motorcyclists on state roads. CHP will deploy officers on enhanced motorcycle safety enforcement operations in areas with a high number of motorcycle accidents. A year-long series of traffic safety education campaigns will follow, including the May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. The campaigns will promote the use of properly approved helmets for all riders and also try to raise motorists' awareness of sharing the road with motorcyclists. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.